Imagine 15 hearings on the same topic. When the Senate Committee on Oversight and Governmental Affairs gets a hold of a topic, it doesn't let go. But its Subcommittee on Government Reform Management had a somewhat happy hearing yesterday. The topic was security clearances. It used to take what seemed like a lifetime. Now the Defense Department has it down to 45 days. The Office of Personnel Management has mostly eliminated a backlog once estimated at 350,000 cases. But senators wanted assurance there won't be backsliding. Comptroller General Gene Dodaro, head of the Government Accountability Office, agreed with that sentiment. He was glad to report the progress made in the clearance process, but Dodaro sounded a cautious note. He wants to make sure all the good work done so far sticks.
Now, the real challenge going forward will be to sustain the attention to this area and to enhance the efforts that have been put in place and to make sure that the continued improvements are there and there's not any potential for there to be slippage in the progress that's already been achieved.
Elizabeth McGrath is the Deputy Chief Management Officer at the Defense Department. She told the committee she was just glad to get the clearance program off GAO's high-risk projects list. McGrath said she hopes the clearance program, though, is just the start.
It's been a long desire of the department to have at least one of its items removed from GAO's high-risk list. I mention it all the time, that it is achievable and that we have demonstrated that, and I look forward to taking more of our high-risk items off of that notorious list.
A big challenge for agencies who need security-cleared people is reciprocity. That is, can clearance for one agency be trusted by another agency? Danny Werfel is the controller at the Office of Management and Budget. He told the senators there is more to that effort than simply emailing someone's credentials. Werfel outlined what's going on behind the scenes to enhance reciprocity.
I also want to point out that there are critical steps that are underway to improve reciprocity, such as, and probably most importantly, sharing of information in an automated way across agencies and investigations to ensure that there is seamless access that would enable a confidence level to occur to achieve reciprocity. And obviously all the work that's going on to align our various policies around suitability and security clearance and standardize them enables, again, that confidence level to increase.
Now, for his part, Comptroller Dodaro underscored the reciprocity advances that Werfel reported. But true to GAO form, Dodaro again sounded the cautionary note about the need to keep the ball rolling and also the need for agencies involved to maintain an integrated approach to the many components that make up the security clearance process.
I agree with Mr. Werfel that the reciprocity and the investigation and adjudication and timeliness all need to be looked at together to get a comprehensive picture of what is happening with the investigative area. So the good progress is being made, but it needs to be sustained and it needs to be improved and continually enhanced going forward. And as long as there is a process in place, and we're going to stay focused on watching this evolution as it takes place, I think continued progress can be made in those areas.
And reciprocal or not, some agencies will still use paper to process security clearances. OMB's Werfel told the senators that is simply not a sustainable situation.
And we're trying to carry that message across to those agencies that have not yet implemented an electronic means. I think it's just a lot of elbow grease that's required on our behalf to go in and make sure that the agencies are focused on taking those critical steps to deploy these modernized solutions. I think it's pretty clear what the results are. I think it's about just pushing to make sure that it becomes a priority.
Now, despite all of the moonlight and roses, Senator Daniel Akaka wanted to know whether cleared people stay cleared. He said most of the progress has occurred in the time it takes to accomplish initial clearance, but he wanted to know whether the agencies responsible would be engaged in continuously monitoring cleared people to strengthen defenses against insider threats. Charles Soule is the Deputy Assistant Director for Special Security in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. He acknowledged Akaka's concerns.
The insider threat is something that we're all very concerned about. As you can imagine, someone who doesn't have a clearance doesn't have access to the crown jewels, the people who are inside the system with the access to our most sensitive secrets are the populations that we are among the most concerned about. Following incidents over the past few years, we've stood up the National Insider Threat Task Force. And that task force is looking at policy and technology and training issues that can all be brought to bear to address the insider threat issue. Key to addressing that issue, of course, is looking at our cleared population in a timely manner. One of the benefits of IRTPA was that it established timeliness goals for initial clearances. And I think the PAC leadership and their wisdom realized that you can't just set timeliness goals for initial investigations. You also need to look at reinvestigation.
Sowell also told ACACA that the ODNI had launched a system to track how often cleared people are rechecked.